Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got more of that interview I did with Tom Morello coming up later in the broadcast today from Rage Against the Machine. We bumped into at the DNC last week, just now airing that here. But for the next 30 minutes, Henry Rollins, I guess it's Rockstar Day here on the show. Henry Rollins, I remember being a little teenager listening to a Black Flag and stuff like that. Of course, he has the Henry Rollins Band, and a lot of you know who he is. Some of you out there with a very diverse audience might not know who he is, but we'll give out some of the websites and tell you about his tour that is going around the country and the world right now. But I wanted to get his take on web censorship, how they're trying to censor and shut down the web. He's really been fighting against that, and I agree with him there. His kind of complex, nuanced view on terrorism, the police state, we'll be talking to him here in the next 30 minutes. Henry Rollins, thanks for coming on with us.
Oh, fine. Let's talk about my nuanced and complex view on terrorism.
You want to get into that first?
Well, I don't how am I nuanced or complex?
Well, I'm trying to say it that way because I haven't had too much time to fully constantly follow what you're doing, but every few months I see something you've said or done, and it seems diverse. I don't want to say contradictory, and so by that I meant you can actually flesh it out for us.
Okay. Well, what's the point that sticks with you?
You know, again, over the years, I know people's views change, too, and kind of go through changes, and so, I mean, tell us your view on the police state versus terrorism, kind of the whole New World Order, Henry.
The police state in America?
Yes.
The amelioration of civil liberties?
Yes.
Well, I think it's part and parcel with the Bush administration. And I think a lot of it doesn't do anything to combat terrorism domestically or outside of America. The fact that the Washington Post had to brief America that Homeland Security finds it okay to detain your electronic media, your laptop or anything, your iPod, when you come into an airport in America, a foreigner or an American citizen, and they can take your laptop or whatever and download the information, distribute the information to all the intelligence agencies at an off-site location, and hold on to that information and your computer or anything else for as long as they feel. Enough Europeans complained that finally the Washington Post broke this story. A lot of Americans, myself included, did not know that they could do that. I don't know how taking my laptop away from me is going to stop the anger that is engendered by people in the world when we go into their countries and push them around. And so checking my laptop or reading my email or being able to tap my phones easily, I don't know what that is, how that's going to help ease down terror in Saudi Arabia or, you know, anger felt in Egypt or Morocco.
Well, we know it isn't, but it's going to allow the military-industrial complex to train the American people. They have no liberties or freedoms and condition right. us to line up and put our hands up and have no Fourth Amendment.
Right. And that's too bad, because a lot of Americans will start to think. The thing I really hate is when someone says, well, I've got nothing to hide. Well, that's not really the point. When you say you have nothing to hide, basically, you've just basically cowed and caved into this. And I think a review is in order.
But meanwhile, the national security state is becoming more secretive than ever. They've made it national security where they can dump toxic waste and we can't know.
Right. And again, you know, this is just, if you're in a big business, if you really need the rails greased to get things going, and you don't want government in the way of pushing things through, and one of the ways you kind of clear the path is to scare the living hell out of people. And when the going gets rough, the average get conservative, and that's the story of America. And a lot of Americans who hate this country or can't stand that country, they get their information from Sean Hannity, yet they can't find this place on a map, nor can they program their own VCRs. And these are the people who want assault rifles.
All right, Henry Rollins, stay there. We're going to be back in three quick minutes to talk more with us.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. The economic disaster is taking food out of the mouths of our families. Farmers, food brokers, and grocery stores can't get credit to supply your food. Over a third of us can't afford to buy food and pay our other expenses. Lines of credit and cards are often cut back or canceled. Last year, the eFoods Direct Holiday Food Unit was a fun and exciting one-year supply with a great price. This year, to quickly complete our food supply preparations, eFoods Direct has created a very serious holiday unit. This super supply costs $300 less than the basic Liberty one-year supply and has more food. Save food for less than half the cost of last year's groceries. For delivery by Christmas, orders must be submitted by the end of November. Good food is a gift of life and love this holiday season. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Of Henry Rollins, Rise Above. Probably the most popular, long-lasting punk rocker out there, but that's only one label you can throw on him. Hardcore punk, alternative rock, punk rock, heavy metal, noise rock, spoken word, musician, singer, songwriter, actor, stand-up comedian, author. And the list goes on and on. Radio talk show host. He is Henry Rollins. We were getting into his views on the whole police state and what's happening, and we were going over the fact that having you line up and have them kidnap your laptop without a warrant, that's all part of setting the precedent that there is no Bill of Rights or Constitution and using the threat of terrorism as a pretext. Henry, what do you think about government-sponsored terrorism like Gulf of Tonkin or the Reichstag or the USS Liberty or the Maine? Operation Gladio, Operation Cyclone. I mean, I'm not defending the Soviets, but it's been now declassified that the U.S. actually funded the Muslims, Mujahideen, to attack the Russians first to get them to come into Afghanistan. Zbigniew Brzezinski just published a book last year bragging about that. I mean, your take basically on that whole angle of society.
I think it's basically all the same thing. It's business. It's why Kennedy got a bullet, because he was getting in the way of business. He didn't want the Vietnam War, and so he had to die. Gulf of Tonkin was our entrance into that conflict because it's a payday. So is Pearl Harbor. It was our gateway into World War II, a payday. And that's what we do. That's what this country does. We're the largest seller of arms in the world. And now that the thing in Iraq has the threat of cooling down in 2011, the powers that be are reheating the Cold War so we can just keep fighting somebody. Peace threatens these people. And
they have such contempt for the American people that they tell us on the news that Russia snuck attacked Georgia when it's the complete opposite.
Yeah, well, we need to fight people. And you know, one of the things we do when we induct a country into NATO is we sell them a bunch of weapons. The Russians know this. That's why they're angry. Because basically we're going to sell them, like, what, AR-15s, and they're not going to have Kalashnikovs. And so it's never hearts and minds. It's never the threat of communism or the spread of peace. It's business. It's always business. It always has been business. And with this administration, the Bush administration, it's never been so naked and in your face. And the way to make millions of Americans kind of lay down and take it, like I said, you soften them by scaring the hell out of them. And they, a lot of them who don't read between the lines, who don't question authority, will submit. Others are someone like me is a bit more obstreperous and kind of in the way of that, because I'm like, nah, I don't think so. And George W. Bush has become my travel agent. When he rattles his sabers at a country, I get a visa, I book a ticket, and I go. And last year, Iran, Syria, Lebanon, Pakistan, I went to all those places, had a great time. I was in Pakistan when Benazir Bhutto was assassinated, which was extremely intense.
And again, they think we're idiots. They machine gun her in front of everyone and then say she bumped her head.
Yeah, well, they just assume that no one has the internet, no one checks YouTube, that no one fact checks their stuff. I mean, what these guys say is like they think no one's minding the store. And I see why they think that, because you see CNN and MSNBC and certainly Fox News basically clearing the way for them, because corporate media also has a bottom line, money. They do business. And if you get in the way of business, Palmolive and other companies pull their ads, and Roger Ailes isn't going to have that. Rupert Murdoch isn't going to have that. And even the sissies over at CNN aren't going to have that.
So killing is our business, and business is good. And would you say the U.S. has been the best at doing business?
Yeah, we're very good at it. And when there's no war, we'll start one. We go out of our way to sell you something so you can shoot someone else. And this has to change. I don't know how much more ordnance needs to be dropped on a country. So in Laos, there's like 3 or 4 pieces of ordnance still unexploded or undiscovered per person in that country. That's no way to live. And you know, we're part of that history.
Oh, and there's no doubt in that. That whole war was started, as you said, with a staged event.
Yeah, well, because it's business. And it's what you do with a bunch of humans. You have them fight each other, and you derive money from that. And I think there's ways for everyone to get paid when you don't need the guns.
Well, I want to talk about those ways.
There's lots of ways where people can all eat and get along, and you don't have to have a war to make your money.
Henry Rollins is our guest. Henry, fire out some of the websites people to visit, because we're on in places like Austin, Texas, and places like Buffalo, New York, and St. Louis.
I'm easily found at henryrollins.com. I mean, I'm easy to access there.
henryrollins.com, ladies and gentlemen, and you can link through there and find out tour dates. Now, they won't just be hearing music here. You also do spoken word.
Yeah, I do a lot of talking shows. I mean, that's the kind of shows I've been doing for quite a while. And all this year, I've just been doing speaking dates all over the world and doing a lot. I shot 5 documentaries this year, and they're going to be coming out some this year, some next year. And those trips were, you know, really eye-opening. I shot in Burma a few weeks ago, shot in Thailand, South Africa, Lower Ninth Ward in New Orleans, and Northern Ireland. And all those trips were really informative. You know, when you get out there in these parts of the world, you can see, you know, learn quite a bit.
You've got one hell of a wanderlust, don't you?
Yeah. I mean, the world is interesting to me, and I have the means. I mean, I can get out there and go, and so I do it. And that's what informs my opinions. and, you know, what I do on stage, what I write, what I photograph. And I read. I mean, you read. I mean, everyone is, you know, likes to read books, and I'm a fairly voracious reader. But,
well, that's the problem. Everybody actually doesn't, as you know.
Well, it's true. But, you know, I think people who listen to your show or you want to know. So you crack a book open and you read it. Yeah, a lot of Americans don't read, and they don't read enough. And hopefully that changes. But
no, I get what you're saying. You're saying we read.
Well, the point is I try and read a lot. And never have I had a book have the same impact on me. Like, a book about a country is never as relevant as my trip to that country. And so basically, knowledge without mileage is a bunch of bull to me. It doesn't really matter.
Oh, I agree. You've got to actually go out and verify and see if that perspective you saw in the book was accurate. A lot of times you'll find the book was somewhat accurate, but it was their perspective, their lens.
Well yeah. And so I kind of like the Indiana Jones version of things, where you just kind of get in there and, you know, you walk through it and you see what happens. And I do that in Central Asia, the Middle East, Southeast Asia, on my own every year.
So how many countries do you visit a year on average?
It depends. Between 5 and 20-some. This year has been, all of Europe, well, a lot of Europe, Scandinavia, the United Kingdom, Australia, New Zealand, and then the aforementioned countries.
Where do you see our future going in this nation? I see it as an empire teetering on the brink of collapse, the dollar devalued, both parties incredibly decadent and delusional. The lies have never been more blatant. I see that as a desperation move. I mean, A, do you agree with that? And B, where do you see the future of this nation?
Well, I agree with what you've said, but I'm optimistic in that I think America is going to have to hit a very hard bottom line. I mean, we're going to have to fall on our collective butts very hard. And it's like a cocaine addict. It might take another $1 million worth of coke for this person to find out that coke is not the answer. And so maybe another million foreclosures. And finally, Kudlow and Company will have to admit that all is not well in America. And so maybe that's what it's going to take. Maybe it's going to take more countries in the world just basically starting embargoes on America. Just like, no, you scare us. We don't want to play with you anymore. Maybe it'll take the whole world just convening some kind of court and slapping us on the wrist and saying, wake up already. I don't know. But I do think that there's enough positive, progressive people in America who are into things like the reality of global warming and the fact that we can pursue alternative fuel sources, that we don't have to drill ourselves out of every possible energy shortage. And I think that will eventually prevail, because there will be no real way to sustain these fake wars. I mean, the war in Iraq, the invasion occupation of Iraq, is quite unsustainable. There's just not the money or the manpower. I mean, I don't know where they're going to grow these
But that
people.
Shows the delusional aspect in Vietnam one tour, World War II one tour. There's guys starting their fifth tour, and they're completely, you know, 18 times the record suicides previous. Like
yeah.
you said, but it's not just that it's unsustainable. It seems like the elite have literally, I mean, we had evil elites before, but they were somewhat realist. It seems there's a delusion or a megalomania.
Yeah, well, I think you have a handful of crazy people, those who used to get laughed at in D.C., like, you know, the 8 neoconservatives. And back years ago, people go like, look at those guys. Look at that guy Wolfowitz. What a trembling maniac that dude is. Well, all of those guys got in. And you know, they waited on the sidelines through a lot of the Bush administration, certainly through the Clinton administration, and they got their game together, like Project for New American Century and all that. They did not sleep. They planned very well.
Trembling maniac. I'm stealing that.
It's all yours. And soon as they had their moment, they jumped in, and here we are with no money. They have nothing but contempt.
And our name's destroyed.
Funds.
Our name's destroyed, and Karl Rove tells the New York Times, I control reality, and we're history's actors, and you just watch us. I mean, they really are power mad.
Yeah, and you know, when they say something is true, all of a sudden they just recreate the world to make it true. And after a while, you forget that you spent all day lying to make that thing true, and all of a sudden you're the man. And I think that's the Kool-Aid these people sip. I mean, It's an incredible amount of power.
They believe the lie is the truth. Final segment with Henry Rollins. We'll see if he can twist his arm maybe for 5-10 minutes more. But final segment coming up with Henry Rollins. Stay with us.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the builders of the Twin Towers taken down in the 9-1-1 episode said that the steel would not melt unless there was a sustained temperature of 3,000 degrees? The immediate impact created temperatures of 2,000 degrees for about 15 to 20 seconds, not long enough to even begin the melting process. The fire continued at about 1,100 degrees. Fire could not have been the cause for the Twin Towers to collapse. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. All you have to do is call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to receive your call.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay, call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
All right, final segment with Henry Rollins, but he's free to come back on in the future. Henry, what I'm trying to... My point is that you're somebody who loves liberty and freedom, and I think you're a good guy. You're speaking out against censorship of the web, and I'd like you to briefly talk about that before you leave us. But then you talk about, you know, these hillbillies that want to attack a country but can't find it on a map, and they want a, you know, fully automatic rifle. My whole issue is that that's kind of the controlled left paradigm. We should have an armed population if we have a tyrannical government as a check and a balance against them. So where do you stand on gun control?
Well, I think you should have a gun in your house if you want to defend your family. I don't think any family, you or me, needs an assault weapon. If I was a policeman in your town and I know I'm going up against people with bullets that can go through my door, through my body and through the body of my partner, and I am not given ceramic-plated body armor which stops an AK-47 round, I've got a real problem with that. And I don't think any citizen, what are you going to shoot with a gun? An intruder? Yourself on a bad day? Or maybe a deer, right? You're not shooting Al-Qaeda, so you don't need an AK-47. A shotgun, a handgun, fantastic. An assault weapon.
But see, once you let them start restricting, they can restrict it all. And certainly, you know, throughout history, tyrants have sought to disarm their quarry.
Yeah, and I just don't think you'd ever be able to disarm America. I just think it can be delicately regulated to where even Charlton Heston's ghost will be satisfied. I just don't think Americans need assault weapons. I don't think you'd ever successfully stop abortion or, you know, take the rifle out of anyone's cold, dead hand.
Well, I mean, I see your point there, but, I mean, here's another issue. The sun has no spots on it. It's cooling down. The earth goes up and down in temperature. I have no doubt we need cleaner fuels, that the oil companies are corrupt. But just to then say, well, we need a global tax to stop global warming, you know, I've got a lot of issues with that.
Well, that's interesting. I mean, when I go on tour now, I pay money to compensate for the global for the carbon footprint my bus leaves. And so when I take my tour bus out on the road, I'm doing damage, and so I compensate for that by sending money to this outfit my road manager hooked me up with, and we're going to be
buying credits. Well, I mean, the central banks have said they want us to buy carbon credits from them, and it's just a global tax, Henry. I'm not saying I know you want to do good and want to reduce the fuel you're using, and I'm all for that. I just think you're a smart guy. You might, you know what? We're going to go to break when it ends. Let me get an address or a P.O. box from you. I'm going to mail you a film I made called Endgame. And I know you're a smart guy. It has a whole bibliography at whatistheendgame.com. And I want you to fully look into the larger eugenics operation behind that. I mean, are you aware that there is a global elite that does want to carry out worldwide population reduction?
No.
Well, you're a smart guy. I bet you've come across some of that Malthusian social Darwin stuff.
Well, yeah. I mean, Malthus said that we're all going to die of starvation. And, the Industrial Revolution momentarily proved him to be wrong. And now as soon as you give more people more food, they breed more. There's a lot going on with food systems in the world and the unsustainability of soils and the dangerousness of artificially produced nitrogen and the fact that we're breeding these animals so hard and so fast that, you know, they're mutating. And you're eating strange meat, and your E. coli is going zoonotic more than.
I agree. I mean, now they make clone beef is in the population. We got 2 minutes left with you. What happened on the airplane? I mean, you're reading a book, and now reading a book is evil.
Oh yeah, I was reading Jihad by Ahmed Rashid, and the man sitting next to me called me in to Homeland Security. And I was deemed a person of interest for reading a New York Times bestseller put out by the Yale University Press. So it's an interesting time we're living in. I just bought that guy's new book, too, Descent into Chaos, I think it's called. I've not yet read it. I just got it in the mail. I'm looking forward to it. He's a very astute writer.
Give us a one-minute rant on how they're trying to shut down the free web.
Well, I think they're trying to regulate web speeds and accessibility. I think the short of it is that the man is afraid of you having access to information, lest you start questioning his actions or maybe learning history, so you're doomed not to repeat it. And so I think the net is wildly informative, and they don't want that. They want you to believe the bumper sticker, like Boycott France, or anything that comes from the mouth of Rover, or, you know, any of these Fox bastards. And so it's just too much freedom for them to deal with.
Well, I agree, and I've seen some of the rants you've done where you break down Internet 2 and how they're trying to regulate. I mean, what's the answer? Just expose it? Fight back against it?
Well, you fight back as best you can as a citizen, but, you know, I wonder what can really be done when the hammer comes down on all of that. I mean, it's damn infuriating because, you know, the beauty of web neutrality is the rich, the poor, you know, the hippie, the gay, everyone has access to information. Jefferson would have loved this.
Absolutely. HenryRollins.com, on tour in the U.S. and worldwide. Check it out there for when he's coming to your corner of the woods. He goes everywhere unless it's Antarctic. Henry, let me say bye to you here in this break. And that's it for Henry Rollins. We appreciate him joining us. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Fuel prices are up and down, biting into everyone's budget. If you're ready to start saving at the pump, Fuel Saver Technologies can help. With a small squeeze of our fuel conditioner in your gas tank, more of each gallon of fuel will combust, improving your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more. Completely safe for all engines, gas or diesel, we guarantee that your savings will exceed the cost of our product. Our fuel additive reduces the emissions and maintenance costs and reduces the friction of engine moving parts. Our 2-ounce consumer squeeze bottle costs only $8 and treats 100 gallons of gasoline or 50 gallons of diesel. If you buy a case of 16 or 32 bottles, the price drops to $6 a bottle and we'll ship it to you for free. Call us toll free at 866-768-7811 or look online at FuelSaverINC.com. Start saving on fuel today, 866-768-7811, online, FuelSaverINC.com. Spend a little and save a lot.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
This always happens. During the break, I went to Rollins, and he said, oh, yeah, I'd love to come back on for a full hour in the near future to set it up. So we're going to set him up in November for a full hour. And I said, yeah, I want to mail you some of my films. Give me your address. He goes, well, there's really no need of that, Alex. I buy your films. And he goes, yeah, my favorite's Terror Storm. He goes, yeah, I'd seen the first Terror Storm. Then I got some of your other videos, and then a friend of mine, in Austin gave me the second edition, and I really like that one. And the phone was ringing. He had to go to another radio interview. So next time we get Rollins on, we'll get a plug, an endorsement of my videos from him on air. How many people have we reached? It's all because of you, the listeners. Hey, Aaron, come on in here. You don't know why you're being called in here. Aaron is just incredible. Why don't you pull up a chair here real fast? I've got some audio clips I want to play and a bunch of other stuff. You don't know why I'm dragging you in here, but I want to recognize you specifically as the hardest working person in this office. No, not today, all the time. And then there's Rob works hard. Everybody works hard. I mean, Frey works hard. But, you know, down that line, the people at this office particularly, we have two offices. We're about to get rid of this one, but we're building the other studio, the TV studio.
I see Paul and Kurt. I'm pretty sure they work pretty hard, too.
No. They work really hard on the web. But, well, I know Paul and Kurt, and they work hard, too. I mean, Kurt just had a bunch of dentist work done, a bunch of dentistry done, and he's still working. But, I mean, you were here at 9 a.m. yesterday?
Yeah. Well, 10 maybe.
Okay, well, I mean, how many? So we're 26, 27 hours later, and you're still here, and I am not telling you to do this. You're running around out there with incredible energy, though. And, you know, 27 hours later, why don't you tell the listeners why you're so excited? Because I told you take all week if you needed this. mean, you told me earlier, once you started your investigation, you're literally like a old detective on the trail of the bad guys. Tell folks.
Well, Denver was so exciting, and it's infuriating that we have all these great tapes, and they just go stale. So you're like, get them up, get them up, get them up. And all the cool people we met and all the interesting things they said. And then on top of it, this whole Malkin incident and how they just lie and say that you said things like kill Michelle Malkin, which is utterly ridiculous, completely untrue. And we proved it now with angle after angle. And Malkin, with her internment camps, I couldn't believe how many.
And we've got them touching me first. We've got them elbowing me first, and then I do it back. But that's okay for them to elbow and push me. I just can't do it back because I did it harder. I said, don't touch me. Okay, that's it. I'm going to push you. You're going to elbow me. I'm going to elbow you right back. But the hoax is still going. I thought we dissipated it. I mean, people are calling stations, calling sponsors. Why did I say murder her? Why did I punch her? Why did I knock her teeth out? It's kind of like that telephone game where it's that I beat her. I knocked her teeth out. I mean, it's out there now that I beat this woman up. I tried to murder her. See, it's metastasized. We need the listeners to go get this new video that just went up on YouTube. It's titled Kill Michelle Malkin Hoax, correct?
Yeah, exposed.
Okay, and we got Paul and Kirk to post those on InfoWars and Prison Planet?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, well, this is a very important expose. I'm going to play it at the end of the show, just the audio today. But I mean, go over, because you've now spent the last... Well, you know, we watched some over there, some we got back. I wasn't thinking I should put these videos up first, and I thought, oh, my God, I've got to defend myself for Malkin. It's like I'm under an inquisition or something. So you've been on that the last 27, 26 hours. Tell folks what you found.
Well, you know, first of all, it's a crowd situation, so it's always going to be exciting. Everyone's, you know, all up in energy from all sides, the anarchists.
Oh, we got attacked at all the other events, hit and punched. I mean, we were well-behaved compared to the other people.
Yeah,
I mean, basically. Old ladies turn into demons at these events.
But see, the real hoax isn't, you know, who shoved first or who shouted kill Michelle Malkin, because we know that. It's a guy in a green shirt. We don't know his name, but we could see him from multiple video angles. The real hoax is that Michelle Malkin is supposed to be this cute little woman. And, you know, she's always preaching not to go off of, you know, diversity and not to judge, you know, based on race and stuff. Well, this crowd is going off the fact she's a woman, yet she's pitching these horrible ideas. Internment camp, defending murder of puppies when nobody cares about dead Iraqi children, dead Iraqi adults.
She's saying FEMA camps are good, torture's good, makes jokes about it.
And that's not just something you shouted at her in the crowd as though free speech wasn't your right, as though you're not supposed to confront horrible, monstrous ideas. But on YouTube, there's just endless clips, hours and hours of her pitching her book, The Case for Internment, and paralleling it with the Japanese internment.
And now arresting whole groups of Americans, whole races, whole religions, criticize the government, go to a camp, and then I'm not supposed to say, I don't like you pushing me to go in a camp when it's clearly a talking point.
Well, Alex, didn't you read the book? You don't just profile on religion, you also profile on race and on nationality.
And on their statements. You don't agree with the government, you go to a camp, yeah. How dare I? Imagine the Founding Fathers, if they would have, the Sons of Liberty, they'd have seen somebody running around publishing books about lock up anyone that criticizes the crown. Well, that's actually what happened, and they would actually lynch you. Now, we didn't do that. We're not calling for that. But this is how gelded even our own movement is. He yelled it at her, my God, it's Alex.
But they always want to call you, Alex Jones, extreme. We have Geraldo Rivera from Fox News, the same network she's on, saying he'd love to spit on her, and he's glad he's not in the same city.
And by the way, he ended up getting her basically kicked off O'Reilly as the co-host, and then he almost got fired, but he survived that.
Yeah, and Rivero, you know, good or bad, he's not the best, but he was doing it for the right reason.
I mean, he recognizes when somebody says put every Muslim in a camp, it's over.
I commend Rivero for that.
I mean, he's allowed to say she's disgusting.
Yeah, yeah.
She is disgusting.
They want to attack you. He said more extreme things, and should have. Those are horrible ideas. They have to be fought against.
Yeah, folks. I mean, let me tell you something. You start saying arrest people and their families. I mean, those are fighting words. Michelle Malkin's lucky she didn't get more. And but the bottom line is, we have the video. I came up nicely at first, actually. I was, you know, crowds yelling, but I'm like, hey, you say put Americans in camps for their views. You said I lied about that puppy, and his guy comes up, gets right in my face, starts bumping into me. Saying, I'm big, and then grabbed our camera and, like, wrenched broke the microphone.
Incidentally, and he was wearing a National Security Agency lanyard, like it's cute or something. found videos of Malkin going on tours of the NSA and stuff like that.
Well, wait a minute. You know who the main sponsors of those websites are. The top sponsor. It isn't some Google ad, too, where you'll see a McCain ad or a Barack Obama ad.
It's Homeland Security.
And then we've got to erase it. Yeah, because when I first saw it on their site a year ago, I looked and said, well, that's not a Google ad. If you click it, it'll tell you if it's a Google ad. She has an actual sponsor, Homeland Security.
Yeah, that's true.
Because the Homeland Security's built camps as part of their program to condition the public to accept going to camps.
And she loves warrantless spying.
So she gets turns to the NSA.
Yeah, basically.
I mean, this woman is wicked. But, oh, I was mean to her.
It's actually a museum for the NSA, but still.
Oh, geez, we're in trouble. So tell us what we'll see on this video.
Well, we did our best to compile all our video angles as well as some of the YouTube angles. So you could really see what's going on, who's shouting what. You can see Alex comes up. You know, he's challenging her ideas, but he's using an even tone.
And I'm about 5 feet back. Tone. I also didn't even get in her space because I don't get in people's space when I'm arguing with them.
Yeah, and, you know, the thing about editing is you watch these moments moment by moment. And the moment she decides to walk away and end the friendly conversation is when you call out Cheney and his terror thing, Cheney's government-sponsored
terror.
Yeah,
I bring up, it just came out that Cheney wanted to stage terror, and it was like I'd shown a cross to a vampire.
I noticed nobody wants to talk about that.
Oh, they don't want to talk about that, no.
9/11 truth is a, you know, it's cuckoo stuff, but, you know, Cheney having meetings about shooting Navy SEALs to start a war with Iran, that's, you know. Nobody can talk about that.
Because that's admitted. That's public. And we don't want to talk about the admitted examples. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, let's just isolate Cy Hirsch. Never talk about it. Never talk about Olbermann. Let's not talk about that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the minute I said it, her face went ashen. If she actually, the color went out of it, you can watch it. She puts her chin up, closes her eyes like it was mind control, and turns.
That was actually the moment she leaves. That's also the moment that Mr. Pajamas steps up and starts becoming the bodyguard. I found out that they had never met before, but they have, you know, friendly blogs that post.
Yeah, there was a whole constellation or pilot fish following the you know, the main wart. And then you had some local blogs who were affiliated with the guys dressed up like jesters who ran up, hey, we're with Alex Jones, and later are yelling F Alex Jones, and then are friends with Malkin's people.
Well, it's a whole canard of was it a thought-out stage conspiracy of six people or nine people. I don't think any of this was planned. It's just that they're disingenuous, won't take
Well, it was her
speech.
Supporters, and they did stand over me screaming, kill Michelle Malkin.
Sure, yeah.
And that looked like training to me.
It may well have been, you know. We don't have that proof in the video, but the point is they won't stand up for free speech. They won't defend those ideas.
They're really against me.
Yeah.
So that's the point, is that, see, first it's, I said kill Michelle Malkin, now I've proven I didn't say it, but now it's, we'll prove they're not with you.
That's right. Yeah, first it's Alex Jones is your buddy, then it's kill Michelle Malkin, then it's Alex Jones is a corporate stooge, then it's F Alex Jones. I mean, these guys are...
And then as they walked off, they went, F you, we punked you, we got you.
Who is this guy in the green shirt? That's the missing, I still don't know.
I was told by some of the other locals that they are allied neocon bloggers who are allied with Little Green Footballs, Looking at the Left, Pajamas Media, and
Well, certainly that's true. The photographer, he goes by the name...
And he's the guy who sees them say kill her. He goes to cops and says Alex Jones is
Marco,
saying...
Marco. And he was following us again the next day, lookingattheleft.com. Yeah, because he has... When we were photographing him running to the police, he has pictures of us running after him and... We were just trying to find out why he's following us and why he's telling lies, trying to set up to the police. We have on tape another 9/11 truther filmed him setting up Alex Jones to the police.
Saying, look, they got Homeland Security as their sponsor. They're going for broke. They're on the TV saying put political dissenters in camps. These are hardcore people.
They thought they were going to go and make fun of a leftist protest that was really stood for nothing.
But see, it turns out the day before, it looks like it's the same green shirt guys, but in different shirts, starting the FU Fox they put on TV, and then Malkin reported she'd been attacked before, and then they screamed, kill, kill. So it looks like, whether she knows it, she's got protectors that go around with her screaming, kill, kill, so they can then say that in the media.
Yeah, just stage provocations as a way of life, basically.
And these guys are wearing disguises, big sunglasses, hats.
Well, they're meant to look like court gestures to marginalize whoever Michelle Malkin is against that hour.
Yeah.
Just in case you challenge anything she's ever said.
This is a black op, ladies and gentlemen. They're directly sponsored by Homeland Security. And I just want to say shame on you, Homeland Security. You've been further discredited. CENTCOM, you've been further discredited. I'm not kidding. We need to get screenshots of the fact that they're sponsored by Homeland Security. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I have seen that.
I mean, officially.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not. This is the U.S. government going up against me, framing me for saying kill a woman and beating her.
It's outrageous.
God, I wish I would have known they were setting me up at the time. I could have really burned them. Doesn't matter. We're still winning. It's about a 60-40 split right now. But it's up to you, ladies and gentlemen. Will you get the video and send it to every neocon? By the way, when people start calling WBAP about this Mark Davis, he is still going on air saying, I edited video and then I did say killer. And, folks, I do not want to spend your money shooing him. I want to make new TV shows, radio shows, get big guests for you, break news. I mean, it's easy to sound tough and say, I'll sue, I'll sue. I mean, I've sued people four times and won every time. I don't enjoy it. It's not fun. I mean, Mark Davis, my wife sent him an email saying, please retract. My husband didn't say that. He's like, you dumb woman. Your husband's a piece of trash. You deserve a bit better than you. We ought to publish that. I mean, this is just trashy, evil people, folks. And they're so used to an audience they can lie to and deceive and just get away with all of it. They revel in how stupid the general public is, Aaron.
It's really arrogant because we have him on video, these guys in the green shirt and his buddy saying, kill Michelle Malkin, while you're trying to have a conversation with Malkin about her internment camps. It's outrageous.
Now, you've done a masterful job. These are not just our cameras. These are other people's YouTube cameras. We are showing you in the next few days, if you get some rest, we'll do a part two because there's so much you couldn't put it all in 10 minutes. We want to keep it down to one bite of 10 minutes. But there's a bunch of stuff going up for members, the Tom Morello interview, the interview with Jerome Corsi, really powerful stuff at the DNC, Cindy Sheehan, a bunch of other exclusives, SportPrisonPlanet.tv members. Don't forget the new film, Fabled Enemies, is out. And I've noticed since we crossed this line with Fabled Enemies to really criticize the intelligence agencies that were involved, I'm noticing the heat is just, it's like somebody flipped a switch.
Well, all these bloggers seem to work for the same people as well.
Yeah, well, it's not going to work, folks. Every time we get attacked, we only get bigger. And I trust in God. I do believe in the Creator. I do believe in that, you know, energy, spirit of the universe, whatever you want to call it, good versus evil. And the good, the force of creation, God, is a lot better than the evil force, a lot bigger and a lot more powerful. And we just put it all in God's hands. But we have gotten death threats. You know, how dare you threaten to kill that woman? I'm going to kill you. This is the type of self-righteous stuff they like to feed the mentally ill stalker types.
Yeah, but see, about the Malkin thing, I think people are going after the wrong argument. They're arguing over, did you yell fire in a theater or were you too loud at the wrong moment? The point is they're coming after you when you were challenging her on the internment camps, and she has nothing to say about it.
It's never about internment camps. It's never about lying and saying, I lied about the puppy.
And every video online, even Chris Matthews, it's, did you read my book? How about, what are these ideas you're pitching? How dare you?
Yeah, well, and then we did read her book. I mean, she came out with it like 3 years ago. They sent me a copy. We called their publicist, and I actually read the thing and read quotes on there. We ought to dig that interview
up. Well, there's people who went up to her at C-SPAN, you know, the TV channel, and said, how dare you write this? And she said, you didn't read my book. I'm not going to say anything to you.
Now, that's a condescending, like, if you read it, you would be for putting people without trials in prison camps.
I mean, maybe she has an asterisk in there, but, I mean, it's all on the cover there. I know.
Well, I probably read 100 pages. I didn't read the whole thing. It was so horrible, I couldn't read it anymore. It was how wonderful it is to put all the Japanese in the camps, how it kept them safe, and how they loved it.
And how it relates to post-9/11.
And how the Japanese thanked them for putting them in camps, to having their land and their fishing boats stolen. And no, they don't. I've talked to them. It's total bull.
It's not an intellectual graduate paper. It's a criminal hoax on the people.
Well, the video, for those out there, it is Kill Michelle Malkin Hoax Exposed. I need your help getting this video out to everyone because this is definitive. This goes through all of it. This shows you what's happening. It details it. It's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. But the good news is liberal, conservative, libertarian, every bigwig I talk to, former German defense ministers, former Italian presidents, members of the Japanese government, Hollywood people. It doesn't matter who it is I run into. Rage Against the Machine, you know, mainline neighbors down the street, people at church, they all know the government's criminal and out of control, and the lies and frauds you've been selling aren't working anymore. By the way, this video also gets into her past statement. She's always saying, did you read my book? Did you read my book? We have her verbally saying what she believes.
Yeah, on Fox, on C-SPAN, on CNN. There's a few others, too, I think. Just over and over. Same thing, over and over. The case for internment. Let's have internment.
I normally don't judge a book by its cover, but didn't she just seem troll-like and demon-like and hateful? I mean, she was a really disgusting person.
And she had a certain look on her face, if you will.
And, I mean, she thought that arrogant hate of us and dismissing us, like we would just grovel and quail like shrinking violets, you know, at her not liking us. Hey, we don't care, witch. We don't care what you and your punk Homeland Security employees do. We're going to expose you. We're going to discredit you because you need to be exposed and discredited for the monster pig you are. That video's up there. I want all of you to get it and ram it down everybody's throats. Help us get it out before winds. Now, attack pattern Delta.
Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Guess what? Jerry Reed died yesterday. I was just informed of that.
He's pounded down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound just like a bandit run.
Yeah, he just died yesterday.
On the pedal, some devil behind him breaks. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long
get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run.
He just died yesterday. That's kind of our theme song, Around the Road. We're in Denver and Virginia for Bilderberg. I was just informed of this by Richard Reeves, who's been driving us to some of our trips, doing a great job, our navigator and driver. He is up in Minnesota with George Butler, and they have been they're reporting on it for Genesis. And so they can basically tell us what is going on there. But I want to finish the song out. Jerry Reed just died. I want to play that. The end of the song about old Smokey's got his ears on and he's hot on your trail and he ain't going to rest till you're in jail. So you got to dodge him. You got to duck him. You got to keep that diesel trucking. Just drop that hammer down and get the hell. Yeah. You're only alive once, ladies and gentlemen.
Are we going to do what they say?
So don't slow down.
We've got a long way to go,
and a short time to get there.
I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run.
There's the best part of the song.
Old Smokey's got them ears on,
and he's out on your trail,
and he ain't gonna rest till you're in jail.
So you got to duck him, you got to dodge him, you got to keep that diesel trucking.
Just put that hammer down and give it hell.
All right, c'est la vie, bon voyage, au revoir. There, Jerry Reed. And a short time to get there. Enough torturing the listeners with my singing. Let's go back now. Let's go to George Butler and Richard Reeves. They're in the Genesis Crow's Nest up in Minneapolis, St. Paul, in Burnsville, to be precise. Hey, guys, give us a quick synopsis of what you've seen.
Okay. Alex, we last night on September 7th, Rally for the Republic was held in the center in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and it was called the Target Center. There were 15,000 people there, and it was crazy, and Ron Paul gave an inspirational speech.
Yeah, that's right, Alex. I'll tell you, it was a really exciting event. Wish you could have been here.
I'll tell you what was inspirational, Richard, was the fact that Jesse Ventura wouldn't shut up and talked about 9/11.
You know, I made a comment right after his speech that Don Weed earlier gave a very fine speech, but the most powerful, moving speech was given by Jesse Ventura.
That's right, because we all know that 80% of people there are 9/11 truthers anyway, so why should we be muzzled, huh? Richard?
Well, we weren't muzzled. We absolutely weren't, and 9/11 truth is highly represented here at the Rally for the Republic. So there's no shortage of 9/11 truthers. There's no shortage of people wanting liberty and to uphold the Constitution. So it's really been a great time here so far. We've really gotten a lot of people fired up, and we've brought in a lot of neocons and woken them up, and it keeps growing every day. Our movement just keeps growing every
and
day.
And C-SPAN's been carrying it all live on C-SPAN 2. That's a big victory right there. All of this is about growing the movement of liberty, waking people up, and just so glad that Ron Paul was able to make it with Carol in such dire straits. We're going to come back in about 60 seconds for five more minutes with Richard Reeves and George Butler. They're there co-hosting live radio shows for Genesis and live feeds there and doing a fabulous job. So we'll talk to them when we get back for five more minutes. Then I've got an expert joining us from Germany about the situation between the United States and Russia.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.